Hey, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about teaching.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And the importance of it. And why we like to teach and how you can grow your business by teaching. Just zeroing in a little bit on the importance of teaching, since it's kind of, it is a big part of our lives. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think both of us spend a lot of time doing it, depending on how obviously you define it.
So let's go personal and then we'll go general, right? So why do you do it? When did you start doing it? Like, tell me a little bit about kind of, have you always been teaching others? Was there some moment where you very consciously thought, I need to start, you know, teaching more, or teaching is a useful skill or something I can create value with? Like, what's kind of your history? Why do you think you've been doing it? And why is it such a big part of your life today?
Yeah, this is a super funny topic. Just because of a whole bunch of reasons. One being, I was... In sort of the new company I have with my business partner, we were trying to define, like, what do we do? And I was writing this slide, and at the top of the slide, it said, advise, invest, and teach. It was actually advisors, investors, and teachers. That's what we are. And it was because of this idea that, like, we don't want to be considered consultants. We don't want to be considered service providers in any way, although we might be charging people for things that look like that. But our approach to it is always about teaching. And that would be the most accurate way to think about us in a lot of these scenarios, just because if, you know, whether it's because people think we might have expertise or we think we might have expertise in something, although we can debate that and say it's overrated or underrated, depending on the mood I think either of you or I are in. So that word's not good. Expert isn't good. Expertise I wouldn't use. So then it's just about, like, when you're sharing something and trying to help someone else become better, grow, what have you, I think you're teaching. Because a teacher, you know, the construct and the concept we have, at least in society today, is a teacher is teaching you things and helping you get better and improve and grow and learn things. So when you expand that out and say, okay, teaching is about helping other people learn things, to me, I started it a very long time ago. Maybe every business I've run, whether it's in college or software businesses, it's always been about teaching, whether it's teaching people about marketing in my consulting company or teaching people about their websites and what their visitors are doing with Crazy Egg, or teaching people about data analytics with Kissmetrics, or even with the new company Quicksprout, teaching people about how to increase their traffic. And so teaching has just been a big component of how I would say my businesses have accomplished getting an audience, but also how I've personally and my co-founder, Neil, have personally approached how we want to do marketing.
Yeah, such a funny and powerful topic. I'll start kind of my side of things and my history of teaching with a quote, since I really like quotes, which is, teach everything you know, it's a way to achieve immortality. This was by some Dalai Lama. I don't think the current one, but some past Dalai Lama. I think that's a really beautiful quote. I don't know. So for me, teaching is something just incredibly human. Just it's something like in us, I think, as humans that, and I'm sure there's some like scientific research on this, on like how sharing knowledge is a big part of how kind of we developed as humans, and we developed then into, you know, groups of humans and societies and all that, and the way of living. But I feel like sharing what we know is a big part of what makes us human. And there's a lot of benefits to that, right? There's some, some intrinsic benefits and some extrinsic benefits. There's some when you, teaching is just another way of deepening your own knowledge around a certain topic. So, you know, when you teach, you really learn to think about that skill or that information in a deeper level. It's another form factor. So it deepens the information. Just consuming it is one way, but when you kind of spread it out again, just helps you retain that knowledge for a longer period of time. It's a way for you to create value in the world, you know, by spreading and sharing knowledge. You know, you're creating value. And it's a way to build relationships and to accomplish many, many other things. I'm sure there's like tons and tons of benefits to teaching that I even have never considered. I know that I've always very intuitively followed the path that whenever I learned something that I thought was great or cool or exciting, whenever I got passionate about some kind of new information or skill, I know that I've, as far as I can remember, even when I was younger, I always would look to share that knowledge with others and to show others how to do it as well. It was kind of part of me expressing my passion and excitement around this was to share it with others and show others. So I've always been teaching my knowledge and sharing my knowledge with others, and I've always found that it was something that came easy and intuitively, and it's something that's kind of very much part of who I am. And just like you described, it's from a business perspective. I don't think I've always done this as well. I certainly have run certain businesses where teaching was not part of the marketing strategy or the business strategy. And these businesses, most of them didn't do as well as the ones where teaching was a big part of the way that marketing was done. And we talked about this, I think, in prior episodes with Close.io. We very consciously looked at all the ways, all the strategies that were available for us to grow and compete in a very crowded market space, and came to the conclusion that, you know, we can't out-advertise our competitors, we can't out, you know, SEO them, but we can out-teach them. We know more about sales than anybody else, and we know how to share that knowledge, how to storytell, how to create content in a way that's going to be valuable and compelling. And that's going to be the thing we're going to focus on. And that has been a major driver of our growth. So, and I think that the phrase of out-teaching your competitors actually comes from 37 Signals, now Basecamp. They were the first company that I remember that actually used these words of saying you should out-teach your competitors.
Yeah, I think many of us definitely watch them sort of do that. We were definitely doing it before them, although I like the way that they describe it, just because we took a very marketing approach to it from our consulting company. And yeah, I like what they're saying. I'm not sure if they're living up to that anymore, but I really do like how they built a brand with that attitude.
So let's talk about people. You know, teaching can be important for so many different ways now. What if we want to play devil's advocate and say, for many people, it seems dangerous or stupid to teach, right? Why would I share the valuable skills or knowledge that I have with others? Doesn't that help others to compete with me? Doesn't that waste a lot of time, right? Rather than me writing our company writing a post teaching everybody, our customers and our competitors' customers, how to do something better, wouldn't we just rather keep that knowledge